Andrew Cuomo orders postage paid absentee ballot applications sent to every New York voter. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2020. Election officials will automatically mail New Yorkers a postage paid absentee ballot application during the coronavirus pandemic, Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., said Friday. We're making great progress to flatten the curve and decrease the spread of infection. But we don't know when this pandemic will end and we can't put democracy on hold, he stated. I'm issuing an executive order to ensure every New York voter automatically receives a postage paid application for an absentee ballot because no New Yorker should have to choose between their health and their right to vote, the governor continued. Recently, Cuomo also issued an executive order allowing residents to vote absentee in the June 23 primary election, the announcement noted. However, the New York GOP called the move an illegal and unconstitutional political power grab that will severely undermine the integrity of our elections, according to Breitbart News. The never-let-a-crisis-go-to-waste mentality has permeated the governor's office and Cuomo is using this pandemic as a reason to expand his powers and force his political agenda through, said Chairman Nick Langworthy. He continued. There have been numerous cases across the country that should serve as a grave warning sign for the potential problems. Ballot harvesting, ballots arriving late, ballots going to the wrong or old address. More than one ballot being delivered and bins of ballots that were never delivered. I have spoken directly to boards of elections commissioners from across the state of New York who oppose this order and characterize it as an impossible task. Langworthy also warned that the New York GOP was ready to legally challenge Cuomo's decision at every level. Nearly 30 million mail-in ballots sent to registered voters went missing in the last four election cycles dating back to 2012, Breitbart News reported. In 2012, for instance, more than 33 million mail-in ballots were sent to registered voters. Of those, nearly 4 million went missing, more than 425,000 were undeliverable, and almost 260,000 were rejected, the article read. In a statement, Public Legal Interest Foundation, PILF, President J. Christian Adams called vote-by-mail a disaster. People who think it works haven't studied the failures. The facts show mail voting doesn't work, he concluded.